Hello, welcome to Voice Note from the Wilderness. It's going to be a little bit breezy, so I'm hoping I can record this without getting interrupted by the wind. Today I want to talk about how you don't need to fix yourself. You just need to accept and work to your own strengths and to your own beautiful uniqueness, because that is the realisation I've slowly been coming to terms with over the past year. And in my last I didn't record a voice note, actually I wrote a note, so you can read that on the Substack. I spoke about realizing I built a business that just doesn't fit with how I'm wired, and I realized my brain is wired differently, and I've been struggling and forcing myself to fit into a box for so many years of my life. And that's why I've always constantly either felt stressed or this undercurrent stress. And I think I managed to keep going and exercise my way away and jump jobs, and I've got to the point now where I can't really do anything else. And long COVID almost forced me to sit with that realization and actually go, okay, well, who am I? How do I like working? And I, instead of beating myself up for not being able to work in certain ways and finding certain types of projects or ways of working stressful, I'm actually going, okay, that's fine, I find that stressful. What don't I find stressful? What do I need to make myself happy in business? And I'm working towards that now. So it's been a gentle rewilding. And one of the big things was realizing how stressful I found, like, big, long, you know, 2 month long high pressure branding jobs. I'm so good at it. It brought me in lots of money. And people would always say, well, why are you walking away from it? You're really good. And I don't know, maybe I'll return that in a different way. But at the moment, just letting that go and realizing inherently I found it stressful. I just couldn't relax when I was doing it. And eventually it took me a lot, I think, even doing Zoom calls. Like, I love doing mentoring calls on Zoom and things like that, or if people are inquiring about a brand or website. But the sales part, I think I just really found hard. And I realized I was just always having to play a part that I just didn't feel. It wasn't me. And that's why networking I've also found hard. And I know now, I've tried so many times to do these things, and I realize, like, it just doesn't work for me. So instead of keep bashing my head against a brick wall and punishing myself and burning out some jobs and job hopping all the time, I'm going to stick with forming something that really works for me. So it is quite exciting. And I'm slowly seeing glimmers of, like, okay, I don't feel stressed doing that. I feel like there are some, like, bits of, like, apprehension before I do something, but there's a difference in it. And I know that I need way more space. I can't work long hours. I need some days where my brain's just, like, can't even focus. So I need to go out for a walk, because forcing it just doesn't happen. And I know I need a lot more downtime than I think I realised, and a lot more kind of non-screen time. And, like, lots of kind of having to work to someone else's deadline. I think that's what was inherently stressful for me, because I couldn't go with how I was feeling. And if some weeks I felt like I couldn't work, there was a lot of pressure on me still then to come up with stuff. So I realised you don't need fixing, and that's what I sort of realised. Like, I don't need fixing. I'm me. I can't fix. Like, there's nothing that needs fixing. I need to celebrate what makes me unique and almost put those things out there more, and that will attract more people. But there is a lot of advice, and I think in my early days of business, I did think, like, what's wrong with me? Why can't I be this productive? Why do I find that really hard? Even though I try and do all these breathing techniques and this, I still find that thing really, really hard. And I think I just now admitting I just find it hard, and that's it. And it's not a defeatism. Like, obviously, I do enjoy expanding my comfort zone. But when there are certain things that aren't really expanding me, I just find them very difficult. For instance, like, I know going to a nightclub is a hell sensory overload for me. But I know, like, when I go and watch a gig and it's live music, I love it. So there's different things that I'm kind of realising about myself, and I'm kind of slowly crafting my business to work around that. And people do get in touch with well-meaning advice, I suppose. Like, oh, have you tried this? Have you tried this? And I think when we have that approach, and you might have experienced it when you're thinking you need to do business courses or, you know, follow someone's formula, it's their formula. And I think I've always struggled with that. And that's why when I do mentor, which I've been loving, actually, it's just about working with that person's energy and how you want to craft stuff. And no amount of scheduling and tools and apps are going to override your intrinsic way your brain works. And I think once you work out what helps your brain work in its most beautiful way possible, then that's when you start to thrive. And I'm really intrigued to see what will happen, because obviously I'm now rewilding my business to work in the way my brain works. And that is sort of shorter contained design days. It's creating stuff like brand kits and website templates that are done mentoring I'm really enjoying, and I'm earning less. I've had to walk away from earning as much money as I did with branding, but you know, each month I'm kind of like, oh, it's going up a little bit more. I'm covering my bills, I'm living a little bit more frugally to give myself space to explore, and I'd rather have less stress than more money and more stress, to be honest, because money has never been a motivator, and luckily I can, most of the things that I love doing are free, but of course do need to make money. So it'll be really interesting, and obviously I'll share how it goes, to see how more and more, if I'm true to myself, how these little things maybe will unfold, and it'll maybe thrive even more than when I was doing the branding. But it's going to take a while, and it takes a while to rewild, you know, when you plant stuff, they don't grow straight away. So I'm trying to remember that, and remember what I see from nature, that, you know, you plant things and you just have to trust and give them the right kind of space to grow and to water them and make sure they're looked after. And I think that's what I'm going to do with myself, like give myself the right conditions to grow again and make sure I'm looked after and have a lot more self-compassion and realize I don't need to fix anything. I need to work with me and look at, like, accept that my brain works differently and realize all the things that I have found hard are just, it's intrinsically, like, my brain is wired differently, so it will always find those things hard, and I need to more put in place things that will help support me instead of beating myself up. So yes, let me know, as ever. I love hearing from people how you found it, and if you're in a process of rewilding, and just a reminder, like, you don't need fixing, you're perfect just as you are, and to just give yourself permission to tread your own path in business. I think that's what I'm most passionate about. So thank you for joining me on a blustery voice note from the wilderness, and I'm sure I'll be back in touch and sharing more of my rewilding journey with you soon.